Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Abba Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
In the world of artificial intelligence, one of the most controversial issues is that these massive language models are monetizing essentially your data by sucking up all the data that they find on Twitter and Reddit and every other platform and training models and then selling, you know, their models, access to their models. You got to pay for GPT-4. So there is a new company called Kaden that has just landed a $15 million of investment to essentially help users monetize their personal data. Today on the podcast, we're going to be diving into what Kaden is planning on doing, what their strategy is, and why I think this is more important than ever in the world of AI. So let's jump into it. I think in a world that is like increasingly conscious of online privacy, a rising tide of startups is really kind of focusing on enabling individuals to monetize their data. The Kaden is obviously one, but there's other companies too, right? There's a DataC, which allows users to collect and sell their browsing data to the highest bidder, while platforms like Pogo and Tapestry offer rewards in return for access to behavioral and purchasing patterns. But this newcomer that I've mentioned today is called Kaden, and this one's kind of setting itself apart with a bit of a unique approach. So Kaden essentially grants users intricate controls, allowing them to decide exactly which data they wish to share with third parties. So Kaden's model essentially involves aggregating analytical data on users' movie preferences, travel habits, shopping behaviors, and more. And users then have the option to monetize this data in various ways. So Kaden has the backing of a really noteworthy name, that's Jeremy Yang, who is the founder of Yahoo. And the concept for Kaden was sparked by John Roe's observation on the evolving online privacy landscape. So Roa, who successfully sold his private startup Okta to Salesforce in 2015, noted in an email interview with TechCrunch that he recently did, he said, quote, "For 25 years, users have exchanged their personal data for free services and access to apps and websites. I envision a future where users would be at the heart of this data exchange rather than being passive participants." This is really interesting. And actually, I think it goes like one other anecdotal or interesting anecdote on this is the fact that Facebook tried doing a play a while back, if you remember, where essentially they had an app that was on iOS. This was shortly after iOS kind of banned Facebook from tracking what users were doing across, their phone. If they weren't actively using Facebook, Facebook wasn't able to essentially track everything they were doing on their phone as they previously were able to. And in response to this, Facebook, I'm not sure if they started or if they acquired essentially a company that would give you, you know, $20 gift cards and rewards to allow them to track you. And there was a bunch of different like stuff you could do there. iOS did not like it, kicked the app off of the App Store. There was a whole debacle about it, right? This was kind of in the Facebook versus Apple feud that went on around privacy. Now, it's interesting for me to see kind of a whole new version of this where essentially these startups are allowing you to monetize your own data, but Facebook kind of was letting you do that before, right? They would give you like little rewards. There's a couple others doing it. So I'm curious to see what the big differences here are and if these will succeed where Facebook previously failed in this regard. So I think one thing to take note of is the fact that privacy laws definitely have multiplied. In 2023 alone, almost 140 consumer privacy bills were introduced or contemplated across over 25 states, including Puerto Rico. And as per the National Conference of State Legislatures, that's where we got all that data from. But I think the other thing that's really interesting is that while international legislations like the EU's GDPR, and then there's also some domestic laws like the California Consumer Privacy Act, which essentially are set up to protect users' rights against unwanted data tracking and sales, they don't actually directly offer avenues for users to monetize their data. So Roa recently emphasized Kaden's uniqueness in this space, saying, quote, "Our core offering empowers users to control their data, rewarding them if they share it with a trusted third party." So the Kaden experience essentially just starts with users linking their online services, right? So they can link their Amazon, their Uber, their Netflix, and they do all of this through Kaden's iOS app. And users can view statistics, insights, and even opportunities to monetize specific data segments by sharing them with advertisers. So, of course, I know the question on everyone's mind is like, you know, data, is there data privacy? Are they like literally knowing exactly everything you do? Is there a profile being made on you? All those kind of issues. And I think given the sensitivity of the data that is being shared, security is really important. So Roa says, essentially, they've told users that all of the data is secured within an encrypted, quote unquote, vault, which, I mean, whatever. They just throw the word vault in there to make you see, feel more secure about it. But, I mean, allegedly, it's encrypted, so that should be good. The thing that I find it even more important, though, is that it is anonymized before third-party sharing, right? So they're not going to know this is exactly you or one specific person sharing this data. They just know that, in general, people with your characters, a person of, with your characteristics, has these habits, these shopping habits, these travel habits, etc. So, plus users also have the ability to retract sharing permissions or even delete their data at will, which I think is important in this space. Now, would I do this? I don't know. I guess it kind of depends on how pinched I was for money and how much I could get paid for it. Probably wouldn't be my personal choice. I'm just a bit of a bit more of a privacy nut than that. But I do see how this has appeal for people, and I do see how this, you know, it could be an interesting play. So reportedly, Kaden has already amassed over 1 billion data points and has compensated users by tens of thousands. So they're further incentivizing participants with the introduction of Kaden AI, which is an artificial intelligence assistant that makes tailored content and product suggestions based on shared data. Roa believes this offers a more personalized experience for users, allowing them to discover products and deals tailored to their tastes and budgets. Now, that is obviously an interesting feature, but the reason I really bring Kaden up on this podcast is because of the implication I see in artificial intelligence. So right now, really what they're doing is they're saying, hey, share your data with us. We'll send it to a travel sites and advertisers and some other people, blah, blah, blah. But where I really see this going is this is going to be a massive boon, whether it's Kaden or another company that is like them, for AI startups. Inevitably, what's going to happen is platforms that monetize your data are, I believe, the gatekeepers right now, but I believe the power will eventually get put back in the hands of the people where you will be able to sell your data directly to, through, you know, an app or a third-party marketplace like this, to companies like OpenAI and other people that are training AI models off of your data. So beyond just, right, like right now, the big play that everyone's talking about is advertising. I think this is kind of like, if you're looking at the gold rush, the data for advertising is a much, in my opinion, is probably less lucrative than some of the AI, the data used for AI models. And so I think that consumers could actually perhaps sell it twice, advertisers and AI models, but I think they could make a lot of money. And I think AI models would be very wise to participate in these kind of schemes and programs, because essentially anyone, even if you don't have access to a massive database, right, you can train a very powerful AI model. And I think that's one of the big problems with, you know, a lot of startups today. You know, everyone makes fun of all of these startups that essentially are just a wrapper on top of an API access to OpenAI, right? They're just like, you know, write emails, write articles, write XYZ thing with access through OpenAI's API. And it's like, you know, they don't have a very big moat. They're easy to replicate, et cetera, et cetera. The value in the brand is just in the marketing and the users they can get to use their product. But if they were able to actually train AI models to do some of the things that they were doing and create custom models that were better than OpenAI and could do things, you know, more, if they could do things that were a lot more powerful, there would be a lot more value in their companies, and they would be able to charge more to consumers and potentially grow more. And so I think the big problem, though, is that they do not always have the data to do that. And so there's some places you can buy data from, but this is definitely one way where you can get access to data without having the controversy of consumers saying, hey, like, I didn't give you permission to, you know, we didn't give OpenAI permission to scrape the entire internet. So I think it's going to be interesting to see if these kind of data, you know, pay for data plays directly to consumers takes off in a sense that AI models are going to be buying them from these kind of platforms. On the business end, Kaden is developing Context AI, which is aimed at aiding enterprises, especially marketers, in understanding consumer behavior. And this tool is going to answer natural language questions and provide visual data representations. Investors are really bullish on Kaden's trajectory. I think a recent announcement revealed that Kaden raised their Series A, right? It was $15 million. And this round included people from Neva Ventures, AME Cloud Ventures, Streamlined Ventures, Montage Ventures, and a bunch of others. So I think changes in industry practices like Apple's app tracking that we kind of mentioned before with the whole Facebook debacle, some transparency requirements, and I think also Google's kind of forthcoming changes to user tracking in Chrome might have influenced Kaden's favorable position, because they've raised, I think, a total of $24 million to date. And Roa plans to expand Kaden's New York team further and develop Kaden AI and establish more collaborations with retailers and other platforms. I think that's what they're really spending the money on. And this is what he said specifically about the value proposition, quote, "We offer one of the most sought-after assets in the enterprise, ethically sourced first-party data." So I think while marketers might be drawn to platforms like Kaden, I think it remains to be seen if users are going to follow suit, right? Obviously, this is very valuable for marketers and AI platforms. So it's going to be interesting to see how many users they're actually able to attract, how lucrative that offer of payment for data is, and if they're able to really grow this and expand this in a viable way. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.